Our first report looks at the universal basic income. More and more people are saying that the time has come for everybody to receive a universal basic income, or UBI, regular cash payments, whether they work or not. How does it work? Can it really transform society? And why are we hearing so much about it now? Our journalist explains.
What is the UBI?
It is the Universal Basic Income. This is the idea that each month or week, every citizen, whether they work or not, should receive enough money from the state to cover basic life expenses such as food and rent. This income would be a social right. It would be paid to everyone, rich or poor, without conditions. So, yes, even a billionaire would get it.
But won't people stop working?
Town-sized experiments with the UBI in Canada and the USA suggest otherwise. The UBI only provides enough money for basics such as food and lodging. So, for a more comfortable life, people still need a job to make extra money on top of their UBI. The UBI is thus very different to the unemployment benefits now given to people out of work, and which cease when they find a job, a situation that can dissuade some unemployed people from taking low-paid jobs because there is no financial gain. But with the UBI, the salary from any job is in addition to the universal basic income, so there is a financial gain to taking an unglamorous job.
The UBI sounds impossible.
Not at all. Many economists are convinced that the UBI can ultimately save a nation money. Our current forms of social welfare are inefficient, bureaucratically complex, and expensive to administer. The UBI, which would replace almost all of them, is a very simple principle that is cheap to operate, and the welfare budget could cover much of its cost.
Are there other advantages?
By covering basic expenses, the UBI allows each person to choose their own work-life balance. They may follow a passion, work for money, or return to education. But studies show a general increase in confidence, happiness, and life satisfaction. There are also huge reductions in crime and dramatic improvement in both physical and mental health. North American experiments, for example, have found that hospitalizations drop by 8.5% and high school graduations rise by 30%.
What are the dangers?
The UBI has been shown to work well in town-sized experiments, but is untested on a national scale. Giving all citizens free cash might devalue the money and make prices rise, in other words, cause inflation. Some people, including those in favor of the idea, also fear it will be a lot more expensive than economists estimate. But many Europeans had similar concerns about welfare and universal health care before they were introduced. Today, we consider them essential elements of an advanced society.
Why is it a hot topic now?
The UBI is an old idea, but it has recently attracted high-level supporters, such as Tesla's Elon Musk and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, because of the probability that artificial intelligence will eliminate many jobs. Now, the economic shock of the COVID-19 pandemic has given the debate a new urgency, as governments look for a way to cope with mass unemployment and maintain social cohesion. The Spanish government has been the first to say that it intends to introduce a form of UBI as soon as possible, with the hope that it becomes permanent. The question is, how many countries will follow their lead?